Suffolk County approved nearly $3 million in infrastructure funding this week to help build an affordable housing development that was in limbo for 40 years. WSHU's Jay Shaw reports the delay was in part due to racial discrimination.
The $66 million multifamily housing development was proposed in 1978 in a predominantly white area of Huntington and faced decades of opposition. Elaine Gross is the president of the civil rights advocacy nonprofit Erase Racism. She says these problems take a long time to solve because of how embedded systemic racism is on Long Island.
It's not like you can make the decision once and now we've solved the issue. Town by town, village by village, we're going to have to fight for discontinuation of racial segregation in housing.
Gross says removing delays in the fight against housing discrimination will need intervention from state lawmakers. The Huntington housing development will break ground next year. Jay Shaw, WSHU News.